from the mainland, you'd be hollowed altogether. The Yishleim had the Maskon is Sonic. The Maram Gosel Gavayek, it's a Gosel Edidami. So in other words, when the Makshin said, Pshite, so the Makshin also knew that Allah Maram Gosel Gavayek, it's a Gosel Edidami. So that's why he said, Vilka Pshite Lay, Vilka Pshite Lay, Vilka Pshite Lay, because he's Pshite, 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 Hoch ich an, da am Rost und gewinnt, ich muss leidig, hier kann man nur mal so ein Gesell ist, hoch ich wollte es bei ihr dabei. Wie ein Thema, so der Ram. Es die Kasche, what's the time for this hour? Wie der Name du, am Rost und gewinnt, ich muss leidig. So in other words, it is just as there had been Messire. But by him, it even is there is Messire. Mishaykh Pozum, it is now a halamet. So then the halacha is the end of Lamed, the poet doesn't stand in his shoes, in the chaos of shoes, he's not getting it, even though there was Mesirah Mamesh. So why Bahedesh can't he be chazed? I can't tell you what's on it. Keep the high rate of shoes, you know, that will make sure it's sincere. The Mesirah Pozum, the Tikla Chashoshi, the Kaini, Bab, מקומו, ומנו בחצי מקומו, היי נדעתם של חוזר במיטאי, אבל חוזר ב... So, and furthermore, even if the behemoth, at the end of 30 days, happens to be in his shoes. So in stainless, it was only candy if he wasn't chaser. But if he was chaser, he can't be chaser. So here too, even if it's kimsire, and even if he considered it as a misire, as a full misire, that it's Rashus at the end of 30 days too. But he still can be chazer. Aber chazer may vada afu lemelis b'chatzinu what's right away. Kibu l'kod ha'alam yei. And the chalais takes place ha'alam yei. O gevei aname, nei vada b'msira, kib ta'as v'chai, amai lo what's right away. V'yish leima, v'chri amunim kisiros v'hedit, v'kim mame ish al-hedit v'oma, v'chman d'oma v'yachshot, v'lach ashrei shiyei dome, kibuim adu l'motza od abay. והיין אני מחד שנעשתה, ומפורנה מהבסיר עולם ירוד הביקי צריך להגיד, ושמרוכה מקשים הום פשיטך, ושסף במיילו, אלא מפור עולם הסביר ומדעת ותווי ים ירוד הביקי המסיר להגיד. אז דרם את פונק דאו בפור, so the מקשים, when מקשים סף פשיטה, the מקשים לא רוצה נו, of the הלוח המרוס הלבית, אם זה מה שלא להגיד עומד. But the מקשים assume that it's just ממש like מסיר. But מסיר of לך השלישי, not of Machshav Lachashleishi. So that's the Chiddush of the Talmud, that it's not like a Messiah Lachashleishi, but it's like a Messiah of Machshav Lachashleishi. And we call it out, we see that in the way, and we believe it's already, that was from Machshav, and we have to do Machshav, and we see it more already, that I'm in Machshav, so it's like Machshav Lachashleishi, and we also know, the way in the Salaz, we talk to Lachashleishi, we know it's all the way, ויהיה כפסירי דמוב הלב ידומה. אבל הורש פה זלקוס עדף שהנחי אומר הממילה על ידי בפת תסביר לי בשביל דומי פה כבדי אבל רוב בבאי תסביר לי בשביל דומי פה כבדי מכלום פרייס כפשתי ונאי בתקשור רוב את הבאי בשביל דומי לא אומרים אפשר בתוך כנף של מי מעזור ועם צורך לא מעזור כתומה זו ואם צורך למזוק אותו נגד, אשכו לחבוס עם שעה סטובה, היו כך לדידו אפשר בני אדם לא לגבי כמצאו לידי, הנה מלא כמצאו לידי דבר לא ידעה עכשיו, אבל כמצאו לידי עכשיו לא נדום, לא, די אפשר שתיק לייסר אמיר הממסירה, היו כך לדידו, הואים הרי זו לא יכולה מזדהים, יוכל לעזרי, פלוטי ונשאר מרז בסער, so I'm worried, so the shit of the rise boy is that this הלוכה that if someone is magdish, something like halamet, so he cannot be chizir, that's only alibi bapad, because alibi bapad is mukhach from the vice. In other words, without the hechach from the vice, so he wouldn't say it. Mr. Asmore, we don't have to say that if someone is magdish like halamet, true amir al gabeya, so we could say, Mr. Asmore, true that amir al gabeya is also a hedadome, but, by Messir al-Hedit itself, if Lach-Alamed. So, and even if the Behemah happens to be in Schotz al-Alamed, so he still can be Chazer. So here too, if he's Magdish Behemah al-Alamed, he can be Chazer. But there is a, according to Bapadeh, there is a Hechach from this Baiser. Because otherwise, what's the purpose of the second bubble in the pricing? Masha'inke, according to Rabbi, Rabbi would be muchach to apply both bubbles. Both bubbles to Dushat Lamin. To Dushat Lamin. So the Melee will have to say that the reason is why he mentions both bubbles. Even though he could have mentioned just one bubble. So it's because Zu Veitzorich, so Mumela there is no echach on the pricing, according to Rabbi. So see, there is no echach on the pricing, he said, I swear. We should say that true, I'm also the way to say, Lehedi Dome, but it's not better than Misir Lehedi. So just as Misir Lehedi, even when it's not causing him money, let's say when the behemoth is b'chatzeirei, or by kesef, where the kiyan is kiyan kesef. So it's not causing money. So still Rabbi Yechman says he can be chayzer. So here too he can be chayzer. But according to Rav Padi, there is a hecha from the price. But according to Rabbi, has to apply the price to the Shizlamim and Zubim Tzorfer in Masukotane. So Mele, there is no hecha from the price. So Mele, it bears an analogy to the Kaddish Yishol HaRabbit. So just as over there he can be chayzer, so here too he can be chayzer. Now, this is the Shita of the Rashi. This is the Shita of the Rashi. Now, the Rosh, he says something else. He says, Shana Ochad Am Rosh El Yabeya. Kim Zerosh El Hegel, V'chayim V'chayim Vov, Kim Umona, Dirsiv Meitze Susecho, Tishmeya, V'lo Motzer Mera. So the Rosh doesn't explain it on the basis of Me'ach Shel Lachal. The Ram explains it on the basis of Me'achshav Lachalam. Me'achshav Lachalam. So Mele, he can mention the Shita of the Rajbo, that this is only out with Bapade, because Bapade has a hechash from the Braise. But Rabbi, who is forced to apply both bubbles of the Braise, to Dushas Domi, even Zuvim, so from Azukotone, so there is no hechash, so Mele, it's analogous to Kaddish Shita Lachalam, and it can't be his. But according to the Rosh, it's not on the basis, even according to Bapade, it's not on the basis of Me'achshav Lachalame, but simply because it's an Eber. So the Melech couldn't distinguish between Bapade and Rome. Now, the question is, why did the Ram have to resort to all this longness, so then it involves a very big Chiddush? Why couldn't the Ram explain it the way the Rosh does? After all, what the Rosh says is very simple. I mean, if Mitzad Neder, there is a roche of Mitzvah Sosecha Tishme, Sosecha Tishme, Yachol Dvorei, I mean, whatever Esses and Lam are applicable. So, how is the Chayach to say Yishu Bechizeh? Now, what would be? So, what could we say that the Rosh holds, that the Ram holds, that the Inuch Nami, that by Neder, There is no aroche of neder if it's lachal amed. I mean, so the common mishnayis. I mean, that one can the asa latinikikia leachas man. So shasur banos lachal pesach in teruchim kigmacha. I mean, common mishnes. So what do you say that over there too he could be chayzer? No one will say. I don't think that they could find this Shidus HaRishayim, the symbol Shidus HaRishayim, that if someone will say, Kika Zeh, Osar Olai Limoch, not today. So until tomorrow, we'll be able to Bechizeh. So then, by Shvur too, if someone will say, Shvur Shalarichol Mikika Zeh Limoch. So then, until Mocha, we can Bechizeh. Mincha Deze Shibayim to Bechizeh. By Kedushin can be Chayzer, because Kedushin requires Das, no, Tiyoni, Das Makne, Das Kene. I mean, by Kedushin itself, so the Ram Shite, we'll soon see it, is there is no Aloch of Das Makne, because Abkerale, Rebaya. But by all Tiyoni, there is a special Aloch by Kedushin, that it cannot be Shoyim Daito. But by all Tiyoni, there is Aloch of Das Kene, Das Makne. So Mele, Rabbi Yechanan says, if someone is Mekadosh Mishu Lachal Amed, so take Lamed, she can be Chizeres. Because there is a Aloche of Das, Goyim Mishu. When it's on the basis of the general principle of Das Makne, or the special halacha, by Bushi, that it has to be Midah to all the around, but there is a halacha of Midah Sarish. And by all the way, he can be Chazir. If somebody sells his Makne and Sode to the other, Lachalamet, so take Lamet and give a Chazir. Because we need Das Kene, we need Das Makne. So Mele, the Das Kene and Das Makne is required not only for the Maizekin, for the Chaliz Akin as well. But by Neder, by Shmue, so there is a lot of order in Shmue. It has to be Midaite. That's only in the Maizah Kloye has to be Nasis Midaite. But the order in Shmue does not imply that the Chaleisah Kloye requires Das. The Maizah Kloye has to be Midaite while he's in his full senses and fully alert. That's the Zerazakosu of order in Shmue. If it's not people in the shopping, the Maizatlo, even the Maizatlo is not people in the shopping. So it's not how. But if somebody will say, Shmuo Shaleichu Nikita Zemocho, and then next morning he gets up, I have Chavote, I'm Chizer. He cannot have Chavote. If somebody will say, Kika Zemocho Alai, Elah Alamit Yehi, he cannot be have Chavote, he cannot be Chizer. Because, The Maizat Loye was taken midaite. He was fully alert. But the Chaleis, he doesn't give his consent to his Chaleis. He doesn't have to give his consent to the Chaleis. So that's why the Rosh says, Shana Rochet Amir Rosh Tidabeya Kitzu Rosh Rehetit Bechayim Kayim Loro. Because if somebody takes it out, he can be Chizeh. Doesn't make any difference whether he took the neder that it should be chal now or it should be chal achalam. As long as the Maizah Chloe was midaiting, even though it was taken achalam, so there is no chisom in order mishwe. There is no chisom in order mishwe. So why does the Ran, there's a pshat in the Rosh, why does the Ran have to resort at the timing, because it's like Machshava Lamed, you know, you mentioned the Sheet of the Rajbo, so that Chiddush that it has a deal like Machshava Lamed is only Muchach, Halibid Bapade, Mashenikin, Halibid Robe, so he has to apply the two Bobes of the Vice, which is Dobin. So we may know in Zubal, we need him, so in Zukatone, so we may know there is no Echach, so there is no Echach, so we may know it does not have a deal of Masul Ahmed, without recourse to Masul Ahmed, because I'm a Mason Leder, as the Rosh says. Now, some time ago, when we discussed the Shittas Rambam, Shittas Raivet, and the Machlekes, the Rambam, the first period in Dorem, and the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ram, as to whether Sofik Toke is the Chumre or the Kure, so I mentioned the two Rishenes in the Ramban Chumash, in Parsha Matis. So we said, now first of all, it's Mashma from the Ramban, that even though the Ramban Shit is that Sofik Toke is the Chumre, not the Kure, but it's still Mashma from both Rishenes of the Ramban, it's Mashma, that when one takes an eder of Hegdesh or an eder of Zdoke, so there is Shibit Chosi. But the Ramban is there. So why does the Ramban say? Why does the Ramban say it's Rechumre Sofik Zdoke? It's Rechumre, like speaking Reis Rechumre, but since there is the moment in Galoche of Shibit Chosi and that it becomes Momenani, so Mimele, it should be Sofik Momen Likure. So we said that the Machleik is between the Ramban in Dor. And the Ram in Dorim is on the question as to whether, and then we said that actually there are two machines in Ramban and Chumash in Parsha Matis. So both the Ramban and the Ram both agree that there is a moment in Galoch. And we was in the Gabriel to Schosser Hedidome, and Bifi Chosu's daughter, so it's not just in Eder, but it becomes Momen Ani. And even in Eder of Ari Yolai, so the Ramban says, there is Shibin Chosin. So not only in Ari, in Eder of Ari Yizu, so it becomes Momen Ani. in the Kamach Lomen Hekdesh. Even in Neder of Arayalai, there is also Lomen Hekdesh. There is Shimon Yechosi. Shimon Yechosi. The Ramban is also Meiding. But the Ramban, the Shai is, the Machlik is between the Ramban and the Rami is, as to whether the Halacha, the Halacha of Lomen Anim, whether the Halacha of Lomen Anim is based upon the Medea, the Isamedea, or it's not based upon the Isamedea. So the Ranshit is that it becomes Lomen Anim without the Isamedea. Because some Mele, we say, some Lomen Lot, and the Ramban Shittim is that it's based upon the Isamedea. So Mele, since in regard to Yisurim, there is Halacha Osreike B'Raise Lechume. In other words, the Ramban Shittim is that without even the moment of the on the contrary, the Ramban Shittim is that when is there the Isar of Medea, if there is the moment of the Halacha of Medea. And that is also the Ramban Shittim. And that is also when washing the Ramban Chumash. Because the Ramban, when washing the Ramban Chumash, the Ramban says that that Neder is only something that attaches to the Heft. So then he says, Nidri Yisrael attaches to the Heft. Then he raises the question, how about Nidri Hegdesh? So he has two shapes. And one washing the Ramban is that by Nidri Hegdesh too is Heft. Because there is Shibud Chosim. So we see that the primary thing in the Hegdesh is that it becomes more Hegdesh. Or even by the letter of Arielai that there is Shibud Chosim. Mimele it gives rise to the Yisar of Meda. So that's the Shite of the Ram, we say. And that this is the Shite of the one Roshim Ramban Chumash. Now we can understand this Ram. The reason is why the Rosh explains the Amrosh and Babi Akitsu Rosh of Hegdesh, and maybe if he's Magdish something like Halamed, so it's not how, because it's an Eder. So just as Nidre Yisa, he cannot be Chizer, if somebody will say, Kika Zero Solai like Halamed, he cannot be Chizer to Halamed, because no Das is required for the Chalais of the Atloi. Das is only required for the Maiz Atloi. That's the essence of the Gzeras HaKosov of Odom Mishmue. But for the Chalais of the Shmue of the Medea, so we don't require any Das. So Mele, the Rosh says, the same thing is true of Nidre Hegdesh as well. True, the Rosh could also agree that it becomes Momen Hegdesh, it becomes Momen Anim. But the Rosh is like the other Rosh of the Ramban of Chumash. That, and like the Shita of the Ramban Midorin, that the Yisamedea, by Nidrit Doke, is independent of the Momen Anim. So the Mele, without Momen Anim, without Shimon Bechosi, so there is still a Yisamedea. So that's why the Ramban in Midorin says that Sofik Nidrit Doke is Lechumre, like all Sviki the Raisi is Lechumre. Mashiach in the Ram Lishitose. The Ram Lishitose, that his shit is that it's Mamish Momen Anim. It's so, and we apply the Halacha of Sofik Momen Lot. And we do not say Sveiki the Raise Lechumre, because after all there is a Rav, because the Rav of Bar Yachol, is contingent upon the Momen Anim. So Mimele, the Ram couldn't say, שם הולכת אמירו של דבר בצורה שלא יהיה דומה, וחי ופריטה עם דבור, כי הוא לא יודע, וחסיד מיצס עושה רתי שמיה. Because by Nidre Yisea, so the whole Chalish Bid is in Dino Kisea, not of Mami. So the Mele, as far as the Yisea of Meda is concerned, so there could be any Chazore. True, Odom Mishmuye, but Odom Mishmuye only implies that the Maizah Tloy has to be made with his Das. Masha'im came by the Neder of Hegdesh and the Neder of Zdoke, especially Arizu. Here we are dealing with Arizu. not that we're right. So in connection with the nether of Arizu, so then too that by nether of Arizu there is also Baal Yachol. There's the Gemara in Nide, that if someone is Magdish and then another person, even if he moves for some of the ish is Magdish, and then another person is Neli, he's in a Baal Yachol. But there, the Baal Yachol emanates from the moment he did, or from the person in Gabriel, he's also the head of it. So the moment the Galoche has to conform to the dealing of Kiyonim. So just as no other Kiyonim, Imonides, if somebody is Makne, that the Chalei should take place, makes a Knoye, that the Chalei should take place, La'achalamedi can be Chayzeya, so you too should be Chayzeya. So why does Bapada say he cannot be Chayzeya? So the Ram is the result to this, that here there is a Kiddush, that if he says Lachalamit, it is like Mi'achshav Lachalamit. Lachalamit. Alright, now. Yes?
But then the Ram brings the Rashba.
I know. The Rashba will go. Yeah, I know. So I'll come. I know. Now, here the Ram says, the Ram is also heading to Kiyamam Shahedikoma. So here we see the Chiddush in the Ram, that if someone says, Be'achshav Lachalamit, let's see, Be'ahedik Be'achshav Lachalamit. So he cannot be Chayz. So it's Mifurash in the Ram. Now the question arises, now I mentioned the thesis in Romitzia a few. If it is that the water says there, become you the Chavriya, that all the Machidom should be able to live. So if somebody says, so does anyone have here the Morgan is here? No? It's not necessary to me. No, all right, so, sit. Design on the base. I mentioned that before. Omar Avuni, 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 so it goes out with the mayor. So with the mayor, you without the Achshav it's gone. Tell me, what's wrong with Achshav, keep him to the Machin of Israel? Do you mean Chazor, or what do you say? The Nafkimini is Lina Chazor. True, I'll be the mayor. So he's without the Achshav. He can be Machin of Israel, but without the Achshav, he's Machin of Israel, he can be Chazor. With the Achshav, he cannot be Chazor. So the Ritvo mentions such a Ritvo, Shinuk Betzes, the Shibbetzis in Bobitzia mentions the name of the Ritvo, that the Ritvo mentions Ishite as it tells some discussion. That the reason as to why the Gemara mentions here a Knur of Machshor, Lashmidon, that if he's the Talib and Rabbiya of Machdor Shalemo, so if he said Machshor, he cannot even be Chayzer. So if he doesn't say Machshor, he's also come, but he can be Chayzer. If he says Machshor, he cannot even be Chayzer. He cannot even be Chayzer. So, but this is rejected. Tell me, what's on the action? Keep the other market of the Bolivar. Do you mean a Hazori? Who calls man to the Bolivar? You're allowed to have a good action. So, this is really kind of that washing in the little. The Israeli bar, and after meeting Mikha Shtar, we show that Kim Shalom Jose, the Konikin of action. So, we used it in connection with the round before, the round up of Chesson base. In other words, so, he said at that time that so I mentioned the name of my father, that the Pshat in Tisus is, if he says Me'achshav, so there is a Chaleis for later on. If we say Lachal Amit, and not Me'achshav, Lachal Amit, so then the Chaleis is 30 years later. But if he says Me'achshav, Lachal Amit, So then the chaleis takes place right now. So Mele, even if it's Mikhashda, so he's getting it. But Chazal again. Now, the Ritva mentions in Shite that Nachmanim is the Talechazor. So what's the machlokes between this and Shite in Bom Metzien? And the Yesh in Sheim and the Ritva here in Bom Metzien? And this question, if someone, if the Chaleis is now for Ritalam, let's say Bador Shalom Bo'elam, because Bador Shalom Bo'elam we couldn't say so that Machshav Lachalamed means that it becomes common now, it starts being common to him now, and it is finished later on, because this Sode doesn't even belong to him. Who says to Shimon, Sode Zu, that right now is the ownership of Shimon, of Levi, so when I, even when I buy it from Levi, it should be Nimshach. So then we couldn't say that it's Nimshach. How could it be Nimshach? Nimshach means that it's partially coming to Shimon already. How could it become partially coming to Shimon when it belongs to him? So here it means that the Chaleis is now for later. So we have the machlekes between the Yesh B'Shein and the Ritva. And this is where the Chaleis is now for later on, whether it can be Chayzeya or not. So according to Tesis, it can be Chayzeya. And according to the Russian in the Ritva, it cannot be Chayzeya. It cannot be Chayzeya. Now, in the case of the Gemara in Dushi, the Noemeir, when one says, Rabbi Yechiel says, if Reuven is Mekadesh and Isha Ma'achshav Ha'olamet, then Shimon is Mekadesh and Isha Ma'achshav Ha'chachov, then Levi is Mekadesh the same Isha Ma'achshav Ha'chayud. So everyone's Dushi is Zephes, Kishchag Levinne. So there, Ma'achshav Ha'olamet doesn't mean a Chaleis now from Yitran. It doesn't mean that, but there it means that she begins to become Kodesh now, and it's Nimshach. For 30 days. So over there it couldn't be chizah. Because it's a different Me'achshav Ha'olamet. When the stage is saying that it can be chizah, if the chaleis is now for later on, and it doesn't become common right now to him in any way. So then Tesis says that he can be chizah. But whereas it becomes common to him, or Mekudeshes to him, right now, but it's Nimshach, then it couldn't be Chizah. Now, in this case, so when the Ram says, the Chi Amrino Kitzchos Lehegel, the King Mamet, now, he's discussing the Ram and the Chopres, so there, when he says, Hinkach, Mishi Iknus Adil Bechese, Achiyul Chosrai, Beidu Menachshu, Beidu Menachshu, Inam Bechazoki, Vomu Menachshu, ומחוזה מקומים כי אפשר לרושלים מחיזה וזה יחבים כביר. So that is what kind of a מחשב לחלמד is it there? When it's לחלמד, there it's לחלמד. So there the Chaleis is now for later on. We couldn't say that the second Aknoi becomes common to him, it begins to become common to him right now, but it's Nimshach and it's finished later on. Because after all, the Sodomy is coming completely right now. Mach was the first Aknoi. So how could it begin to be coming to him? Mach was the second Aknoi. When it's completely coming to him, Mach was the first Aknoi. So this Ram, when he says, Me'achshav Lachalamed, so he means that the Chaleis should be now for the second Aknoi, later on. For the second King later on. Mashiach came. It could be Nimshach. Mashiach in the case where he's Magdish, Lehekdesh, Lachalamet, so there, it could be Chal as a Chaleis that is Nimshach from now until the end of 30 days. So Mele, even according to cases, not even going according to the Moshe in the Ritva, that even by the Me'achshav, where the Chaleis is now falling down, he couldn't be Chayzeya. So of course the Ram is very simple. But even according to Tesis, that when the Chavos is now for later on, for Ahalamed. So we could be Chayzeh, so that's only in a case where the Chavos is not Nimshach. As in the case of Tomashal Borilom, Tomashal Borilom, or in the case of Nitnus Adayah B'Chesed, Vach Yilach L'Yerushalayim. So then we couldn't say that the Chavos of the second Aknoye is Nimshach. How could the Chavos of the second Aknoye be Nimshach when right now it's called Gamre? Machmas the first Aknoye. So in such a case, so there the Chavos is, then we couldn't say that the Chavos is Nimshach. But then we have the Chavos now for later on. So in such a case, he could be Chesia. Mashiach in here, when the Ram says, the Abrinon Chitzros Lehedet Ki Mamish Lehedikoma Uchmandoma Machshav Lachashneshi. So it's Mamish like the Machshav Lachalamet of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yudushi Tishnag Lulimne, then he could be Chesia. So that's why he says that he cannot be Chesia. And the Rashba says that according to Barkade, so only according to Barkade it has been like Machshav Lachalamet. But according to Rabbi, there is no Hecha from the Praise, so it does not have a Din like Machshav Lachalamet. יוסף רבו בן רבי יצחק ברבי קמי לרבי יומיה בקומנמי רבי יומיה יסרי קמי ובפד דום הפוד הולכיץ וסוקייצ'יץ טיפ שאין דיבוי לרבי אישי הנסי שטיפודס היי הנסי שטיפודס לי שבו מול באחס עסקת של היי ובאחס עסקת של מלמוכו ובאחס עסקת של אחס של קרשיך הוכנמי דהמי קדושי So just as Rav Padre says here that if he was Magdish the Talos until to be burnt, until to be singed. Or he was magnified with tears until to be torn out, chopped down. So that was if he was paid the ones, before it is shut down, the headless is chalget. So that means that in effect, when he said, with tears away, look, the issue. Actually, so he was magnified, a series of adventures. A series of adventures. And still it is how, so you should be able to be patient by a Rabbeishe when someone makes tukin or mikdushin in the same issue, whether it's how or not, so you should be patient. This is how, just as he can make two adventures of being magdish, the towers of Mithias, so you should be mikdush the issue to kdushin. Isa bu Rabbi Yomi, omolo, maiko mi damisu, pomu, pomu achere, hocha ma Rabbi Yechere. פודם הוא חייזה זה דיישיס, פודם אחרים אין חייזה דיישיס, ואין אישו, כי פודם הוא אחרים דמי, התפנה מאומר הבא מאומר רבי יחלן, לא ישנו לו שפודם הוא, אבל פודם אחרים אין חייזה זה דיישיס. טיפ של בוי רבי שאוכלם והמידו ש, תחי חדו מסמי שיוכל עד לשם תיס הלא הוא לך שאיתו, וחל ידו שעלי, אבל רב הוא השלישים החפידים, וכנם לחל ידו שקום הלך השגר שלך ופישה חשגיו שלו לחוז המקיצ'י. לא משלו שפודם הוא, תחיל מפודם הוא, אולי הוא מיוצא מתייס, אבל הוא משוסה קדש, או אם משוסה, דין הוא שיהיה חייז לסודיישיס. אבל פודם אחרים, אפילו נכניס וכן משוסה, אין חייז לסודיישיס. ומשיעת שפודם אחרים, נסתר לתחושות בין ומשאים מהם. כי מדי שייתי, אפשר להגיד שיוכל עליהם, בוס השייתי נמי, כי שיהיה חייז וכן משוסה, אין חייז לו. ואין שנמי, כי פודם אחרים דמיה. ולשיעת שנסתר שיש משוסה בין ומשוסה, ואין דו שחום מורה. ביקור שלו מיד רבי איש או מפון יהודם של שם שניתי יסע לו ולפי שני יציס משוסגש או אם משוסג מוצו ועד משונים לאחר שייבו so when כך איש יזו so in other words by הקדש if פודם הוא but by פודם הוא so what does it mean פודם הוא how is פודם הוא distinguished from the case of פודם אחר because פודם אחר so he became vested So title became vested in somebody else's reshus. So the second Hekdesh cannot be chal. Because it already, in the interim, it was already in the reshus Achim. Masheikim by Podim Hu. So there was no time when in the interim it was vested in the reshus Achim. So by Dushim, so if Someone says he's stated beiskachel yalei uviachas iskachel lachashel galsheich. So she was never a kono. She was never kmiya to any other husband. So memele it should have the same deal like podemu. There's the ganz kasha. because of the other part, each and every who done it, shall be shame, shall be clean, salon, the vision takes me to say, yes, you must use it, most of the machine, lachas, you do, kachish, and zoo, kim, she needs me to say, bow, she says, no, we didn't wish to hear him in Scottish, miato, a flachas in Scottish, this garbage, the nichel, the imati, shall be kamish, at the minish, or her mame, dave, he, do me the mamish, and tears mamish, kim, shati, romoki, kachish, we don't want to see what kachish, or minish, we call him, no, she doesn't ask me to say, bow. ומי שמוח אמרו לפי כמה קידושים, ביום רואים, הרי נרס אסלוח, אין מתברר ממש, המקים שאם מסכם אסל קידושי או איש, היא מבטר לסדה איתו ומצאינו, ומה שנפשו יצרה באו, כי דומו של הפקר, והבאו מכניס עלו לו שהוא עושה, אם כך, אין לו מודומי, בקידושי מצד אישו, אלו מצד הבאו, וגם הבאו כי בדו אחר עם דמי, די בקדושים הראשיים יהיו משוסי, ולאחר גרש בעצם משוסי, ומשיבוכר מוצאים מיף שאתה בקדושים יחיילו מפות ומיהו, דבו ידעמי, אוכל יחסיבה, אוכל יחסיבה, ומפות מאחר ידעמי מוצאים לנו מיף שם, דבו יחיילו, משאים לדום נעבו לגמרי, דו אוכל אישו גם כמה חלסת לו שוסי, במקצס, ויתלדמי לו מפות ומיהו, ואני נלך לנו מיף של נוכל, כן ירוי, זה very, a very big חידש, that's the ranchi, so the ranchi case says, the ranch kashi was, why is Dushin different than Potahu? After all, it should be analogous to Potahu. By Potahu, so when someone is Magdish, so he is Makne. The Chayfetz, two Hemesh. Chayfetz and Hemesh. Then when he's Potahu, so then it's Meshuse. And still it is Chal, if he makes a series of Hemeshes. So by Dushin, so the Ram, the Kashi assumed that the reason as to why Das of the issue is required by Dushin is on the basis of the general principle of Das Makne. So just as Moki Yoni, there is a loche, that it requires the consent of the Makne, so the Isha in Dushin is Makne herself to the Baal is Kenek in Nisan in Isha, so that's why it's necessary that she should give her consent on the basis of the general principle. So it is the same as by Hekdesh. By Hekdesh requires the Das of the Magdish. If somebody will be Magdish, something will Hekdesh, and it will not have his consent, so Bitoyes, so the Hekdesh Magdichal. Why? Because what is Hekdesh? He is Makne the Chayvetz for Hekdesh. So it requires, like all Kiyonim, that one is Makne to another. So here too, the Magdish is the Das Makne, and the Hekdesh itself is the Kayvet. So Melech, if by Dushin the Din of Das had been on the basis of the general principle of Das Makne, so just as by Potem Hu, it can be Chal, it can make a series of Hekdeshes, so by Dushin too, that's the Kasha Ram. So the Ram gives the Teretz now. By Dushin there is no Halacha of Das Makne. Dushin is Mufti of Das Makne, because the Halacha is, because in Mokin Yoni, Dushin couldn't be subject to the general principle of Das Makne, because by all Kiyonim, so the Kiyon is Chal through the Akmol of the Makne. Let's say somebody is Meche or Esode or gives Esode or Matone to another. So then the Kiyon takes effect through the Akmol. But how could the Chaleitz Dushin, how could the Chaleitz Dushin take effect through the Akmol of the Isha to the Baal? There is Aloche Kiyikah. So who does the Ma'isa Dushin? The Baal does the Ma'isa Dushin exclusively. The Isha is completely passive. So the Mele, that the general principle of Das Makne has no application to the Dushin because of the special Zerazakoso of Kiyikah Lokisirokah. If the general principle of Das Makne had applied to Dushin, so then it would mean that the Isha participates in the Ma'isa Dushin. Not only the Baal. The Baal gives the Kesef, but the Isha does not give the Kesef. She gets the Kesef, but she is Makne herself to the Baal, so it's like a Mechire. So the words of both participate in the Ma'isa Kiyan. The Meche, the Meisein, and the Mekabel. So Bagdushin too. But Bagdushin we couldn't say that both participate in the Ma'isa Kiyan of the Dushin, because that would run counter to the Xerasakoso of the Yinka Kamek Isavodak. Like a, but, so the Mele, that means that by Dushin there is no Aloch of Das Makne. But there is a special Xerasakoso. that Gedushin requires Das, so the halacha is that the Baal cannot carry out the Maisei Gedushin against the consent of the Isha. So the Isha is Mashma Atzmo Kehaifka. In other words, she submits to the Baal, that the Baal, she gives permission to the Baal, that the Baal should carry out the Maisei Gedushin, but she doesn't participate in the King Gedushin. So in the main way, it's not completely analogous to Perlatsni, but it's, at the same time, it's not completely analogous to Pedun Achilin. So that's why Rabbi Yishez Rabbi. Now, V'arash B'zal Kosad, V'nei Yibayim Yifshet Ha'ochesh, Afil Ha'ochesh Yikil Yifshet Ha'idom Ha'pichud Esper Ha'av Ha'pi, Ufil Basam Ufil Tinam Yis, Ya'amre, Hor Udam Yomim Ha'chavei Reis, Ha'idusha Nimei Chalok Shetchen Mokho Tidish, Dikdesh, V'itayim Yishinachim Yilog Ha'adish Ha'achshah, Ava Mishir Yisman Shoyin Yishus, V'yodei Mikach Yoch Ha'adu Ha'adisho, V'shini Yoshin V'yodei, V'chanami Gavish, Hoy Yoch Ha'adish Ha'achshah, Yoch Ha'adish 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 וחיתן מגין המים ותשתיר לו למחסור. יש רימה, דהי רבי יהודי כמה לא מסור אל נפשי, ורבי ירמי אלו יודע. לא, הוא משנו לכם מבורר ולמוסר נפשת אין מס ניס ומס ניס. בוט, it is נפשט, רבי יש הסבאי is נפשט, ומדימור איקסוס. וכן יהיה בזרה מוזרת, שתוסף מקדשת, משהו מפושט ולמאים. היא כך, יום ארוך אל גוד נחיר, אין חיזריס ומסקאט שאיס, אם היספה בשעס ההקדש, שיוכל לו, אם תודו בדחת מתחם ממנו, מעם, אבל כל היחד ולעסנה, אך הוא בואו לא דחקים, אין לי דשא, כי אם דאפסי, כי אך, אין לי דבר זו. נאמרו את, כל תרשת, לדבי על חברי של הסניף שעד, סודל את פשנבי זז, בוא תרבי לכם את סז לסוג מיני וורדס, פוד מהו חיזר סודאי שיז, פוד מאחרים עם חיזר סודאי שיז. אין בלי שיז כבר דו אחרים דם יד, ואי שבן דה אחרים דם יד, And the Rashba assumed that the Peshat Nisha to be Achirim Damye means it's Mamish to be Achirim. It's Mamish to be Achirim Damye. But, by Dushin, the Gemara in Ksubes, was Peshat Abay of Kabeshe, that it is Chal, so maybe by him, the Shim, by Gudu Achirim, it should be Chal, because it should be Achirim. So the Rashba will be the Teretz, the Tinnah Hanami, that by Nisha, So, which is the Bodu Achirim, so it is Chal, if he says in so many words that he wants it to be Chal, that he wants it to be Chal. In the name of the Hegdesh, if you spell it out, even in the case of Bodu Achirim to be Chal, if somebody will make a series of Hegdeshes, and he'll spell it out explicitly, and he'll say, I am Magdish the Stalas, and then when, if and when it is lived there, I want that it should be Hekdesh again. And if it is needed again, I want that it should be Hekdesh again. If you spell it out explicitly. So then, even in the case of Pudu Achirim to Bichal, because of the demonic service. But why does Rabbi Yechanan say, Pudu Achirim in Chesas in Ben Sheis, so it's on the basis of women. Because here he didn't spell it out. What did he say? He said, Talazeh, Kol Bach Nisol. Nitiya say, Kol Bach Nisol. He didn't spell it out explicitly that whoever, whenever, and whoever misplayed it, so it is, so should the Hekdesh be Chal again. He just said, having it is in Kol Bach Nisitzu. So the reason is that he means that even if it is nibdeis, so the Hekdesh should be Chal again. So the reason is that he meant only if it is nibdeis al the Atzmei, so it should be Chal again. But not if it is not this out of the head. So it's a great. So then, the din of Rabbi Yechanan of Pon Rachim in Mechir and Deches is based upon Unde. Masha'i came, where we spelled out that regardless whether it will be not this out of the Atzmei or it will be not this out of the head, so the head should be Chal again, then it's the Abay of Rabbeishe. And that Abay of Rabbeishe is Nifshet from the Morim Suvis. So he said, כי אומר אוכל פה נחיל עשיר מפגש מסקד של סיביסטו בשביל ההקש שיהיו כולו אם טוב אם ידחה נתחנו ממנו מהמד אבל כל איך מעסנח לבורי מודי החגי אין את די שום Why? Because of the wounded is that he only meant that he should, when he says, Tau is, Niti is saying, Kol Maji Yitzitzu, he only meant that the Hekdesh should be Chal again only if it will be Nibis al Yatzvei, not if it will be Nibis al Yachere. And another species will intervene. Kim da afsikach, Even the Bogos Ha'am, Bin Lichmetz, the Shams, there is no value on the Bogos Ha'am. The Shams also, the Rabbi Leish, the Rabbi Shach, 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 מה שאינתי מפייס, ובידי שאישו, שאולי פריסית בששניו, לא אפשר לו שתוך לאחשו. שכיב משל מעטריס בהם ושל אישנו, אי אפשר להסית בששניו, או לאוכל לאחשו. וכיב שכי מתאומי מה, לחשו מנעמי, לחשו נעמי, די לחבי אלו דיילי, לחבי אלו דיילי שמון חי. כן, נראה. Now, I just in 3 minutes, I want to start the other year, to be short year in the day. Now, we have to finish. We have to finish our own job. Now, what's that?
Okay. I mean that the first year was being delayed and the second year was being delayed and on Thursday we're going to be delayed. I'm president of the judiciary, so we finish the clinic. And then immediately at the Pesach, we'll do a clinic and the third day. Immediately at the Pesach. In 3 minutes,
I am going to be here. I'm 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 going to from the year that I am, those who live on the sea, so Musa B'Yishrei Aboshe. So he's only also familiar from the sailors who are constantly on the yacht. But Yishrei Aboshe is Musa. B'Yishrei Aboshe, but if you took an Edea, after the Anoye of all those who dwell under the Aboshe, so even the sailors, he's also familiar from sailors as well. Because no sailor lives on the yam all the time. Between one trip and another, he stays on the yabosh. She ayeda yam bechol mishe yabosh. Lo keilu sheiluchim le'akol yam, elo mishe da'ati lefosh. So the Gemara has two shailas. Whether this expression, lo keilu sheiluchim le'akol yam, has reference to the reish of the Mishneh or it has reference to the sefer. Rav Poppe de Ravache ראי דרביקה אחד מסנה הרישה ואחד מסנה הסיימי מן ביטונה הרישה מסנה הוכן הלי גם ידע ים מפלויתי הבוש הו בידע ים עושה so then this last expression modifies that and we say הו בידע ים עושה so when do we say if somebody asks את הנויה from ידע ים so it doesn't mean that if someone makes a short trip, Yaakov Yaakov, just for a few hours, so he's considered as a year the Yaakov. The Lord be able to have him Yaakov Yaakov. The howling is Yaboshani, Elohim Shedalkon Mitzvah. Mishedalkon Mitzvah. I suppose today it couldn't be the same as what is Man Chazal. Now, today, I suppose that if someone will make an Eder, Lassad Anoye, of Yed Ayam, he'll be also in sailors. In sailors, who are constantly in the act of sailing on the sea. Because today, so, people, if anyone is a passenger on the boat, so he is not a sailor, he doesn't drive the boat, somebody else. But Bisman Agmore, so there was no professional sailor. So if somebody had to go on a long trip, let's say to Rome, so then he became the sailor. Or even if he asked somebody else, but there wasn't a profession of people. So Mele, Bisman Amishne, if someone asked the Anoye of Yed Ayam, so he was Oseh to have Anoye from all those, because the average person didn't even sail on the sea for a long time. Only certain people. So he had that mind. But today, if somebody will take an Eder,
of the Asar Anoye of the Yod Hayam, so he would probably not be osea to have Anoye from a person who happens to go by boat to Israel. There are certain people who go by boat to Israel. There will only be osa Anoye those who are professionally engaged in sailing on the sea. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Shin Kobetek says that, that this changes according to the Minadam Kemet, the Midian. So the Mishnah tells us, because that's only for a very short time. Somebody who had to go to Europe. So he was considered a year there. Mandu Masna Seife Masneho. Hanidam Yeshi Abosho, also be your Ayam. Because the one who just go will happen at this moment to be going on the sea, so he is not considered as a Yod Hayam. He is considered as a Yeshu Yabosho. Someone who on business many times goes on sea, so he was like, in those days, he was like a sailor today. The merchants, I mean, who used to go very often on the sea? Merchants. So he's like sailors today. So everybody is included in the category of Yeshu Yaboshe. Even the sailors, and even Bizman Hamishne, those merchants who used to go very often on the yam. Hanedi amireyach hamo oser al bisumi shelo yischavim zeh unishach hamo reish. So if someone asks anoye from those who see the sun, so he's not allowed to anoye even from his wife first. Why? Because he doesn't mean one who sees the sun, but one shach hamo reish. So what do you mean? The sun, the Hamu is really everybody. So whom did he mean to exclude? So he meant to exclude dog in the Uber. But he's also to have annoyed from the Hamas. They are also Hamu Reyes. My time will come on me no Reyes. La Fuke dog in the Uber. So we'll not be also annoyed from them. Hanete yom ishchidu yom Reyes. Osa bikarochim. If somebody asks a lawyer from the black-haired people, so he still also has to have a lawyer from someone who is bald-headed and gray-headed. But he says he asks a lawyer from black-haired people, so why should he also have a lawyer from those who are gray-haired? Umudda binoshim buktan, sheinikhoim shchire yoreish elo anoshim. Elo anoshim. How do we know that he meant even bald-headed and those who are gray-haired, but he says he asked a lawyer from black-haired people, so why should he be also from gray-haired people? Midori koma mi baliseya. Koma mi baliseya. So that's a raya. That's a raya that he didn't mean to exclude a bald-headed person. A bald-headed person. Umuta binoshim mitani, sheikhoim shchei orei, so that explains only why he's also bikarochim. So, umuta binoshim, that does not explain why he's also balesei. But this, ומוד אבינושי ביטנים, this is explained this more. ומוד אבינושי ביטנים, שנקרואים שחירי הורש, אלו אנושי. Because, like if people are called now, this certainly will not be, not hope through today, because of the difference in the practice of people, in the lifestyle of people. ומוד אבינושי ביטנים, שנקרואים שחירי הורש, אלו אנושי. מי תענה? Anoshim zimin di michzer ishai. So bizman chazal, so when a person says black hair, So he means every old man, male. Why? Because my time, Anoshim Zinim Nichzer Reshai, Zinim Nibri Reshai. Aber Anoshim Leilam Nichzer Uktar Leilam. Let's see the Ram. How he explains it. Miltonim Baoseya, Alma. Afilu Karochim, Bichlal, Yechidu Bishreir Oresh. Because the Karochim Labdak, Keli Bale. Gabi Seyri Snam Labdak. Umshimoch Roma. וחיקו אומה, שחיר אורי, לאיסום שאודום ניסה יראיסום בשחיר אורי שנשחד. דהיין האנושים. So, האנושים were referred to as black-haired people. Males were referred to as black-haired people. דהיין האנושים, why? משום דזים ממכסה רישי, ודזים ממיגרי, אי אפשר לנסוע יראיסום, לא ידעים חוסי אורי שלא ידעים גולי אורי. Now, נושים, women, always kept their hair covered. So in Melee, the usual appellation that was applied to women, Bizmar Chazal, was Yechusei Yorech. That was the usual description. Mashein Ki men, sometimes the heads were covered, and sometimes the heads were uncovered. So in Melee, you couldn't refer to men as Yechusei Yorech. But many times men have their heads uncovered. So what appellation was applied with Man Chazal to men? Black-haired people. Even though there are certain men who are blonde, and there are certain men who have white hair, and there are certain men who have no hair, but the average person is black hair. The average man was black hair, not blonde. So the male hair, that was the appellation that was applied to men. But Mashiachim women, so even though you could apply the same appellation to women too, because just as the average man was black hair, so the average woman was black hair, not blonde. But, Bizman Chazal, but women, they had another appellation because of the general practice to keep their hair always covered. So mainly the appellation that was applied to Man Chazal to women was Mechusi Arech. But to men, that appellation was not applied. And another appellation was applied. Of course today, I mean, you couldn't say that. My time, I'm not saying that you have to be a child, you have to be a child. But I'm not saying that you have to be a child. He said, you have to be a child, 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 you have to be a child. So we see, I mean, that most people did not have blonde hair, but black hair. Aber noshim, kinder eilom, nirse, bimchse zeorei shadam isayar isom. Uktami, kivem, der eilom, nigle. So the appellation of nigulere is a bareheaded. So this was the appellation that was applied to Ktani. Uktami, kinder eilom, nigle, bimchse zeorei shadam isayar isom. Now, from the cases here, you can see, I mean, because that when you hear from certain people who think that they are big lumbing and can quote the Goyen, the Rambam, this, that, but they really don't know the thing. They just know it superficially. So you see, little knowledge is much worse than no knowledge. Yeah, I'm sure that you can hear from many people, that our Pidin, according to most Poskim, so there is no Issa in going to the Hilo Oresh all the time. And they'll quote the Rambam and the Goyen, and it's true. These quotations are true. But you'll see from the cases here. And they'll quote this Gemara itself, because the Gemara says here, my time are noshim, zimim b'michze rishaye, v'zimim b'migle rishaye. So it's the Gemara before Eshe. That Anoshim even grown up. So for many times they kept their head uncovered. But let's see what the Rosh says. Anoshim zinim v'michse rishaye, v'zinim migre, v'nika shachusom, v'ponim kishereishom gol. So the male We couldn't, they didn't apply in those days the appellation Mechusei Oreish, because many times it was their heads were bare. V'avodav b'kikolchim b'alfeiris mikol mokei kama komi migale resho v'gam mutorim migale v'gam mutorim ligale is b'akhoye b'almo afilu b'snei kol eilom mashe'in kim b'noshe mashe'in kim b'noshe. So he says, takes the synthesizer v'gam mutorim migale is b'akhoye b'almo afilu b'snei kol eilom mashe'in kim b'noshe. So it's mashma from this statement that it's only mutar ligalei tanoshim b'akhoye b'almo, but the kriya is not true. Now it's true that the goyim in Bir HaKor says that there is no nisya whatsoever to be the Gil Rosh. And furthermore, the goyim says, and that there are two mishnayos in the Masechet Sittim, the parents of the four pastors, like the Rosh in Masechet Sittim. He says that the Yitzchadim are beginning with Mutalim to say Brocha the Gil. It's only in the Chassidus. It's only in the Chassidus not to say Brocha the Gil, but there are two Mishnayos in Masechet Sittim on that. Two Mishnayos in Masechet Sittim. One thing is sure. Few of the Gil Rosh is certainly Rosh. That's a special Allah that Rambam mentioned. Few of the Gil Rosh is Osa. It's Osa Al-Gilim. You cannot dadlish with less bread. Bigil Rosh. And he is, let's say, there is no way of dadlish with less bread. Said Bigil Rosh, so he's better not to dadlish. But there's only Jewish less bread, but Brochet of Krishna and Sidon Zimre and no Brochet. So from the Rambam, it's Mashma, there is no Isa. In Isa has been trained up to be shamed. And the Bir HaKor says, it's only in the Sidon. In other words, it's Mashma from the Bir HaKor that oh, there is a mitzvah not to say brochet, the Gil Rosh, but there is no mitzvah not to uncover the head. So I mean, it seems contrary to what the thing says. As a matter of fact, there is a medrash. Lo yitrachti aleichem. There is a medrash that the Chassam Sefer mentioned. Lo yitrachti aleichem likrei kriya shema b'kisoron. אלא יחיל לי, אתם נקרא סקרי אשמה, בין גיל הראש, בין כיסאו. So that's like the lotion in מסכת ספרי, that there is no Issa, only by Tfila there is a special halach. There is a special halach. Now, so, but here he says, מכם מוצורים לגלים בקוי בעלם. Now, everybody mentions the מחלקת between the Taz and the Gros. Now the Gros says, there is no Issa of Gil Rosh. And even Brochet, you can even be Maskir of Hashem. You can even be Maskir of Hashem. You can even be Maskir of Hashem with Gil Rosh. Gil Rosh, how do you know? Now, that's only in the script. Now, the Taz says that there is a Nisya of Chukis HaGoy. Of Chukis HaGoy. So, when the Taz says there is a Nisya of Chukis HaGoy, he doesn't mean. So the melee depends upon the customs of the goyim. Now let's say, so the Christians, they are accustomed to keep their heads bare. But other goyim, on the contrary, are not accustomed to keep their heads bare. So mainly, according to the Taz that the Sosa and the Gil, to go to Gil Rosh, it depends upon the practice of the people. Now, what the Gros says, so of course the Taz was talking of easy kindness in the Christian country. In the Christian country, but of course, in the universal practice among Christians has always been to keep the head bare. On the contrary, to them, bearing of the head is a gesture of covet. So why did the Gros say that there is no Israel? And the Gros was also talking, and he also lived in the Christian country. The answer is, there is, it's not shayach to say, Chukis HaGoyim, so you shouldn't be allowed to wear a tie either, I mean, and to wear a jacket either. I mean, so like that, some Hasidim who wear different kinds of garments, long garments, but that doesn't mean that if one wears a short jacket, that is either the Issa of Chukis HaGoyim. But so, what is, so the Issa of Chukis HaGoyim applies in two situations. Similar effect, the Israel of Moses are going applies to three different situations. Two situations where the Israel of Moses are going Midrash, and one situation where the Israel of Moses are going Don Yosam Rabba. The two situations where the Israel of Moses are going Midrash, and there is even mountain. In one situation, certainly there is mountain, because there is a lot of Raise. If somebody does a Chukis HaGoyim that is grounded in the religion of the God, whether it's an idolatrous religion, or even if it's a monotheistic religion, let's say the Muslim, the Rambam says, they hear, Mamin Yichud, B'Yichud Hashem, Yichud Shein B'Dei. All right, the Rambam was made on them that they are truly monotheistic. Not even Shidduk, I mean, the Christians make them, so it's Bidar Hashidduk. But a Muslim, it's not even Bidar Hashidduk. So suppose someone will do a religious practice of the Muslim. A religious practice of the Muslim. He'll believe in a Rabbi for the same Israel. And he'll be Chayim Mautis. So a good example of the love of the same Israel will be Yikalav. And he'll be Chayim Mautis if somebody will put in his house, a Christmas tree. There are certain Jews, not that they believe in the Christian faith, but out of spurious goodwill towards Christians, so they'll put up a Christmas tree. So for that, if they love the Raise, they do not become a Gamizor in that. They do not do it because they believe in it, just of what they call goodwill. So there will be higher motives for the same person. There is another situation where there is a Nisa de Raise. If there is a Nisa de Raise of the same person, and this is what the Gemara calls Darki or Meir. Darki or Meir. So the Shem says the Nisa of Darki or Meir is only, Nisa of Darki or Meir is a Nisa de Raise. But it doesn't appear that there will be malchus for that anymore. Let's say, if someone will put out the Christmas tree, or someone, let's say, around Easter time, will be marketing to eat, let's say, colored eggs, just to show his love of the bird, not because of the money, not to be mishane from the meaning of the bird. So he'll be high malchus for his family's aleichum, because this is a religious practice, it is grounded to religion. It doesn't make any difference what kind of religion, whether it's idolatrous or a monotheistic religion. Any practice that is grounded in the religion of the Goyim, so that's the ikalav of what you say in Rishalayim. But Darke Meiri, the Marit says that it's also Midaraisa, but it's not mashma that there's a Chiyuv Malchus. It's not mashma. Why not? I mean, I didn't see it mentioned that there is no Malchus, but I didn't see it mentioned that there is Malchus for Darkei Meir. And when Rishayim mentioned Darkei Meir, they always mention Oser. I mean, when Gemara in Shabbos mentions this is in Darkei Meir, that is in Darkei Meir. So, it's not mentioned that there is Malchus. So apparently, when is there Malchus, only the Yikalav of the same Israelho applies to something that has to do with their religion, not that Yavid is all, even if it is a Muslim religious practice. But if it's a religious practice, so that comes within the love. I don't think there is Malchus. No. So what is Darkei Meir? Darkei Meir, so the Gemara mentions many things that are Darkei Meir. Darkei Meir means any practice that is grounded in superstition, any practice of good that is grounded in superstition, so there is a Nisar Darkei Meir. That's by definition Darkei Meir. Then, the Arava Meir, in Shimkubetis in Borokame, and also in Sanhedrin, he says, and the Marit mentions it, I don't think that there is any Machlokes Shem on that, that the Gemara says that based Rav Gamliel, the family of Rav Gamliel, so Omute are to be Misaplekum. What was Misaplekum? Misaplekum, that was the practice of the Romans. The Romans, so they used, when they took a haircut, so they left all the hair in the back. is cut over here, here, but in the back, the rest, over here. That was the practice of the Romans. That was not grounded in religion, it was not grounded in any superstition, but it was grounded in preaching. In other words, they wanted to show that they are different, they are not the common people, I mean, they are Roman aristocrats. So that is also some Takutisakar. But even with Malchu Samut. So the Gemara says in Borokame, at the end of Merube, based on Gamriel with Kirulahem, really Chochma Jivon, and also with Sakakum. So Chochma Jivon is, you understand, because Chochma Jivon is a special theory. Because the Chachomim enacted all Muhammad is many one is because of a certain incident. So the name is your matter. But this is the reason that I say, how can you be matter called an Malchus? How can you matter called an Malchus? So the Rav Amiri said, the Nisa the Raise of the Mishereichu only applies to Dosi Sakon. For Kavadizore or not even Kavadizore. Dosi Sakon. The Miri doesn't mention anything that is found in superstition also comes, but the Marik in the Chuvet mentions that. That anything that is found in superstition also comes. The Miri just mentions anything that is moved out of the Zohar Dosi. But then he says, but Sapra Kuni, it's grounded in Kritis. It's not grounded in the religion. It's not grounded in superstition. In arrogance. So the name of that is not the Samad Raise, but that is only your Samad Rabbana. Since it's only Samad Rabbana, so the Chachonim were Matia. Chukis Agoyim that are grounded in Kritis to someone who is a Kolam out. Because they say that for the crowd. I mean that they couldn't help Klal Yisrael if they didn't dress dress in the same way as the Roman nobleman. All right. So the task now, the question is, so of course it goes without saying. I mean, I'm mentioning that because some will say, according to the task, if somebody takes off his hat, so he's even allowed to rise. It's nonsense. According to the task, he's not either allowed the right, because this practice is certainly not grounded. It's certainly not grounded in the religion. So what the according to the Taz, it's only Osam Rabot. Now, so what the machleken between the Taz and the Kroh? The Kroh says there is no Isha. He means even in the Mikenes world were all the goyim. And in the Taz days, now, I don't think that today the Taz would say that one is either a Misa Rabbonon or Chukis HaGoyim, because unfortunately, I mean, the overwhelming majority of Jews don't keep their heads covered, the overwhelming majority of Jews, even of Ottoman Jews, even the majority of Ottoman Jews, unfortunately, don't keep their hair covered. So, it's not Shayach to say Chukis HaGoyim means if it is only the practice of the Goyim and not the practice of the Jews. So in the days of the Taz, of course, every Jew had his head covered. So in many ways there was a Misa Rabbanon of Chukis HaGoyim. But today, I mean, even the Taz wouldn't say that it's Osam Rabbanon. Even the Taz wouldn't say it's Osam Rabbanon. But the question is, for the Kroh, in the Kroh's days too, I mean, the old Jews, I mean, except for a few Jews, who were not Maccabees, but the overwhelming majority of the Jews at the time of the Kroh did not walk with Yerosh, or did not even sit with Yerosh. So why does the Kroh say that it's not Osir? The answer is, there is no Isir of Chukis HaGoyim, even with Rabbonon, unless it is grounded in Kritis. Now the question is this Indian of Kisor Reish, is it the meaning of Kritis or not? The Rosh Narambam in Chesdeyes is, Sliyez Deylo, Neyagim Talmide Chachonim, El Galim Es Reishom Velo Yez Gupo. So, from Rosh Narambam, it's Masna, that Gilo Rosh himself does not constitute Kritis, because if Gilo Rosh it would constitute Kritis, so then he wouldn't use the expression me is Bela Nez Tavachon. Why is that the Tavachon? Anyone? So, from the Rosh and the Rambam, that's the reason is why the Gros says that there is no Yisrael out of the name of Gilorot. There is no Yisrael of Gilorot. There is no Yisrael of Gilorot. Even in the days of the Gros, when the Jewish custom was to be the Kisor, so there was no Yisrael. There was no Yisrael. Why? Because why is the Tosfos there on the basis of Kokis HaGoyim? The answer is, when is something or something the Rabbonim or Kokis HaGoyim, if it is grounded in truth? So let's say, Misapra Kun was grounded in arrogance. Arrogance is also truth as arrogance. In other words, they wanted to show that they are not common people, they are aristocrats, they are different. They are in a higher level. Some melee, that's treated. So it is not something about. Mashaiki, this is an extra year. It's not treated. On the contrary, if someone is the chato, the rish all the time, then it's extra year. Here is they only are in some of the chato. So, now, so apparently the Tashit is that it's not that there is a machleket between the Taz and the Groh as to whether Gilor Rosh is Prites or it's a certain diminution in high form of Tzniyus. I mean, that would be a semantics. But the Taz holds that not only a practice of going that is grounded in lack of riches altogether. What's riches? In lack of tzvias altogether. Riches means a lack of tzvias. And tzvias is Eilam means not a lack of tzvias, but it's not 100% tzvias. So the Mele, the Taz holds that even if a certain practice of the Goy is not grounded in total lack of tzvias, but in a certain diminution of tzvias, so it also comes in the Lisa of Kokis HaGoyim. And the Shita of the Gros is that only that kind of a practice of Goyim that is grounded in tzvias, in a total lack of tzvias or in arrogance, that comes within the Lisa of Kokis HaGoyim. Alright, so that's the machlokes. Now the question is, so both the Taz and the Gros agree that there is no Yisrael per se. The Taz only asks it on the basis of Kokis HaGoyim. So in Muslim countries where the Goyim and the country keep their heads covered, so then it wouldn't be Yisrael. It's only in Christian countries that the Taz says it's Yisrael. But here he says, the Gamutorim Midalis Bakoye Baome, Afilu Bifle Koleilom, Mashayim Kibinom. So the pshat in cases is very simple. The Rambam says, now we find in the Gemara kasher ratio, the level of Kriya Ishmael. But the Gemara in Dushi says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did not walk Daladamas with the Lord. Alright, so these Gemara imply that it's only the Siddhas because it's sending Oser. So the Gemara wouldn't mention Ishvach and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So, but the Rambam says that the Indian, and the Rambam in the Rambuchi discusses this in greater length. In the Chazayas he just says, Tzmiyaz Deilo, Nei Adin Talmud HaChomim. In the Chassi, in the Tzreishon, the Tzufa. But in the Rambuchi, at the end of the Rambuchi, he discusses the Indian of Kisei Oreish at great length. And the Rambam says, whatever is more dignified has to be So has to be covered. And the more dignified it something is, so then it has to be covered. So since the reish, that's the greatest, that's the most important organ in the human organism, so the mele, the Rambam says in the Nevuchim, it has to be covered. That's the reason why the Chachomim were makdi. The Chachomim were makdi on keeping the head covered, because this is the most dignified and most important. Either in the human organism, the reish. This is how the Rambam explains it. But the Rambam Mechazdeya says, Tzmiyaz Deilo Nei Adin Talmud HaChomim. So it's a meaning of Tzmiyaz. Now, what is Tzmiyaz? Now, if someone is not a Tzenua, which is a Veda, there is no Veda. The acceptance of the regard to three experience wants to contain a special effort to be in life. The whole is the sheet of the smart. The smart says that the whole Mahmoud Kodesh, the Gemara learns out certain things from the whole Mahmoud Kodesh. But what the smart sheet is, that the whole Mahmoud Kodesh implies the general obligation of being in. All right, that's the smart sheet. But the other Gesheim don't agree with the sheet. So what is the obligation? Where is the motive for the obligation of Tzmir? The answer is, Tzmir is one of the means. So where is the motive for the obligation of not being about Haile? So the Rambam says, the Olach to Bidrocho implies the Chi of the Raise. The Chi of the Raise, that one has to be about me. Now, if some, what is it mean about me? If it goes with the Rabbeinu. Now, if someone is about Haile, if someone is a Shita, he's addicted to drinking. Even if he's addicted to drinking, he only drinks Kedem wine. Kedem wine, Kedem schnapps, I don't know, but it's heaven. Only kosher wine. So he's still about Isaac. So what is the Isaac? Is there any Isaac? Is there any Isaac in the Torah? I mean, against Shikret? There is no Isaac in the Torah against Shikret. If there had been an Isaac against Shikret, you wouldn't be allowed to Shikret in Mampuri. If there had been a there is no Isha. But if someone is a Shikha, it's not about me, he doesn't go with the Rabbeinu. And I think I mentioned that. And in the me of Midas are not based upon any mighty Isha, upon any soul. There is no mighty Isha, there is no mighty Abeira. But the Gabra becomes a Chaita anyway. And where is the Mokia? That the Gabra becomes a Chaita and the Roshe. If he's not about me, that's the Droshe, the Chita all of Mashachotah HaNefesh, I know that. V'chdei the Nefesh Choto, and we should see Rats Me'ayayi, Omru Chachom in Dramno Chaziyes. She knows that she'll see Rats Me'ayayi Mikochaitei, Hamtzai Rats Me'ayayi Mikodomo, Vidomo, Avachat Kamo Vichamo. So the Rambam says, Mechaziyes, Shemeyim Erodom, Hoi Lakino Vatayro Vakovet Mitzin Esodem Neirom, Efkish Lutadachim, Lo Yesu Yisho, Lo Yesu Yisho, ולא גמרנו שלו, אלו כמו הבגודים של קומרי וחומים. So he doesn't want to put on a nice suit. He insists upon wearing red, even though he can wear a nice suit. המלך בדרך זה נקרא חייטי, שנאמר וכי כל מה שפתו נכת. So the הלוך היא, there is no mighty Isa, there is no mighty Adere. And if someone will live all his life in a shack, and he'll wear rags all his life, there is no Maitisa, there is no Abdechaita, there is no Isa, there is no Isarese, and there is no Dakar Chachomi, and Isar Rabono. But all these things come within the category of me. So, here the Rambam says, Hamalav, there is a Mitzvachit. So, the Chibor HaShemot HaNefesh, but the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh, in Pirkei Avot, so he says that they are both extremes are no good. Both extremes are no good. He says, and if someone is about Haile, he's a Roshe. If someone, let's say, goes to Sada Achei, he's Meyat Men Nayai, then he's a Chayte. Why do we call one Roshe and one Kot? Chayte, the answer is, you see, both extremes are no good. But you cannot equate one extreme with the other. Any day, the person who is the major Atme, famol the Tzanugi Olam Hazeh, to the Baal Haile. The answer is because the person who refrains from all the joys of life, this legitimate joys of life, he means well. Why does he do it? He thinks that this is the Avinus Hashem. So he makes a mistake. So the Meir is like a Shege. So he cannot be called Roshe. But if someone is about Haile, addicts himself to the appetite, so then his Kavone is just to satisfy his appetite. So he's amazing. He doesn't have a Meir of a Shege. So it's a Roshe. Roshe and Chayte is the same thing. But Roshe means the Mezi, and Chayte can be not only Mezi, can be even Shady. Can be even Shady. So the Mele, when the Rambam, so the Indian, if somebody is not even Lua, if somebody, suppose someone will join the nudist cult, which is our Mezi? No Mezi. But he's not about Mezi. The same way as about Mezi, the Shikha, as about Mezi. But if there had been a Nisya, of splitting himself, so then even the Bishamelchas wouldn't be allowed to split himself in Eretz Yisrael. But there is no Mais in Yisrael. It is in the realm of Midas. Some what is Midas, what the general rule? The Rabbeinu. And the Rabbeinu is the Rambam. The Rambam didn't take from Aristotle. Only those who don't know the Rambam say such nonsense, that the Rambam adapted it from Aristotle. And if somebody, so those who say that the Rambam adapted from Aristotle, not only they don't know the Rambam, they don't even know Aristotle, because if they knew Aristotle, they would know the fundamental difference between the Rambam Shite in the Rabbeinu and Aristotle's concept of ethics. So, where is the Mokia Alpi Aloche? Where is the Mokia Alpi Aloche? So the Rabbeinu is that's the Chitur Olof Pashachot HaNefesh and the Rambam. And the Rambam in Chazeya says so. So Memele, this is the Pshat one in the case. Here the Gemara says, Anoshim zimun di nichta rishaya, the zimun di nigla rishaya. The zimun nigla rishaya. So he says, the gamutom of the galis bakroi balam. If there had been a real nisar in my tabere, there would be a difference between akroi and akhriye. I mean, could you say, I mean, there is no such nisar. That the akhriyes you are not allowed, and bakroi you are allowed. If something is also, is also. Could you say you regard to me in the veire? A difference between akroye and akhriye, because it's a maisa veire. But only in things that come within the realm of midah. There is no maisa veire, there is no isa, there is no isa veire, there is no isa veire. But it can become a roshe and a cheite, it can become a cheite and a roshe without the maisa veire. There's no roche. That is maisa veire. So if someone is about taize or if someone is stingy, he can become a cheite and a roshe without the maisa veire. Without the maisa veire. So there, since it's a mean of Yiddish, there can be a difference between Nakroye Baum and Nakriye. So in other words, let's say, if somebody would go out in the street, naked, I saw it in New York, on 82nd Street, in the middle of the day, 2 o'clock, I saw a person who was completely naked, and he walked and he talks and everything. no one, I mean, it was a natural thing in New York. I mean, so you say he's a nice man. He's study, assuming that he doesn't do anything that he does. I mean, no possibility, he does many things that he does. But assuming that he doesn't do anything that he does, he's not even needed. He's not even needed. So here too. But that doesn't mean that it's osir for one to split himself. If it would be osir for one to split himself, it would be osir even the Bishamelchet. And if somebody would delay himself even the Bishamelchet, he'll again be a chetei, because then he'll be in the Patachet. The Patachet. So when the Rambam says, "Sinim zeilo neyagim tal mechachonim, sheim dali mesrei shom ezgufo," he says ezgufo also. What is it? He's wearing pure hagut. Only a million of extra tears. He means, he doesn't mean that from the Chachomim Ali, zero tisero, in other words, you don't walk out in the street in a bathing suit. This is not what the Rambam means. If somebody will walk in the street in a bathing suit, so he'll be a chente, because he's not a Balmides, he doesn't go with a Rabbeinu. He says, see the zero negative from the Chachomim, that even in their own room, when no one is around, as it is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that when one dresses himself, he should put the undergarment under the blanket. This is Sfiyat Yisro. So the same thing is true of Yom Rosh. In other words, so it doesn't mean that it's all right, you can be a Tzad Echobet Chaim and walk around in the street with Yom Rosh. So he says here, the gamutom, the galis, bakoy, baume, but if he does it, the rachvias in the street, he walks in the street. So it's like someone with a shikya. There is no mice in himself being a shikya, but he doesn't go with the rabbin. So he says, the gamutom, the galis, bakoy, baume, that means. So then he does go, he does follow up in his dress, so he doesn't see it to the rabbin. He only uncovers his head. Bakroi Baume, Kol Baum, this is the Pshat. Afilu Mitznei Kol Eilo, Mashein Kimidot. Now, then let's see again. Tanim Leilo Mitznei, V'nchidush Kishehu Kar Shachut, Shal Leilo, Havikach, V'nichoyim Shechir Oresh, El Eison Shal Ipomim Vikar Shachusom, V'nchidush Kishehu, Tanim Leilo Mitznei, V'nchorim V'nchidus, V'afilu Mitznei Tanim Sheinam Yisui, V'dileis Yopet V'dilo Oresh, בין רגיום ביטחי שחירו הראש, אלא אנושים וחדותי ובינושים מן השחירו. So from this taste you can see, and it's really much more from the memory, that בזמן חזר, so even unmarried women, in the street, so had their hair cut. So you see, I mean, the contrast between the lifestyle of today in the lifestyle with Manchazal. So he says, but in the case of Tamei Shein and Nisuin, Rikyu is Yopet Gilarish. So he only makes